The Holy Gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
As Jesus and his disciples went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of one only thing." Mary had chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Welcome. First, we've heard a lot this week is go back to where you came from. Many of you have come to me expressing deeply held feelings about it. What does this mean? How offensive and disturbing and hurtful these words have been. And I don't want to go into all the politics of it, but rather to the ethical part, which is my job as a minister. The ethics, the morality of it all. And I would just like to share, instead of what is happening in our country, my own story. Twice in my life, someone has told me, go back to the place you belong. One was I was 5 years old. I was in Germany. My dad was drafted into the military. It was 1969. We were living in Germany. And I had this friend of mine, I still remember her name. She was a beautiful young girl, and I was kind of really fond of her. And we went out and we played in the playground. We were in kindergarten together. Her name was Carlene Givens. And I remember once her mom came over to me and told me, "You go back to where you belong to. Don't play with my daughter." And as a little five-year-old, I was pretty blown away. Why? Why are you telling me this? I couldn't understand it. Later, the second time it happened was when we were living in New York City, and I was downtown, and there was this, it was like a protest, and there were, I think it was about immigrants' rights. I was not part of it, and I just happened to go by it, and I just saw, and it was present, and they were walking over the Brooklyn Bridge, and this person came and told me, "Go back to the place you belong. You don't belong here." And I was startled. I was a bit upset, to be honest. I was pretty angry. And I think I might have said something not too kind. But it was deeply hurting. So I can understand. And what I wanted to identify is the need to belong is so important. It is a human need to be part of, and we want to belong to a nation, to a church, to a community, to whatever. The need to belong, to be part of, is so much ingrained. And this little five-year-old wanted to belong. I wanted to be friends with this friend of mine, Carlene, and she was lovely. But I was told, "You don't belong. Go back to where you came from." Humans sadly need to identify themselves with each other many times in opposition to others. For example, we over here, we share something And our identity of belonging many times is expressed by pointing out someone else. And we, our identity is created by blaming, putting fingers at someone who's different. A different color, a different language, a different religion, a different whatever we come up with. It is sad that we need, their identity is constructed, our sense of belonging is constructed based on someone else's, not the same as me. This is what the story we've been hearing for the last couple of weeks. Remember last week, the story of the Good Samaritan? And the question this man had is, who is my neighbor? The question was, who is my neighbor? And Jesus told the story of the Samaritan, which blew away his mind because the Samaritan were not considered neighbors. They were the enemy. And Jesus, putting that story, was his way of saying, even them, the Samaritan, are your brother and your sister. It is the story of Abraham and Lot we heard just today. Abraham and Lot welcome these mysterious guests, and he wants to make them feel welcome, and he goes and runs and kills the calf and brings his wife, come and make them some good cake. And they make some cake. He wanted these strangers, he wanted to make them feel welcome in his home. I confess that all of this was happened this week about this phrase, go back to where you came from, has tinged, colored my reading of the gospel of today. In Jesus' time, women were not much, their role was basically the family. A woman's mission in life was basically cook, clean, tend the kids, and that was their realm. So no wonder Martha was so proud of her job. In the story of today, you hear Martha. Martha is very proud. That's her job. Martha knew that that was her role, and she did it well. You know that Martha, in the original, in the Aramaic, Martha meant the mistress of the house or the lady. So she was very empowered with that role. She was the hostess. And this famous rabbi had come to her house. And he wanted her, she wanted her, him to feel welcome. So she is doing everything she can. I can imagine her. She was scrubbing the floors and cleaning the place and cooking and going all overboard because she wanted to be the best host. That was her role. Now, as you can imagine, Jesus kind of noticed that. What does Jesus notice in Martha? She's distracted. So with all that serving, there was something a little bit off on Martha. Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. That word, distracted, is she's being pulled and pushed in different directions. She was too distracted, too pulled away. She didn't know what to do. There was too many things. I suspect Martha was not only resentful that her sister was sitting at the feet of Jesus and not helping her, but this is my total, making it up, but I suspect Martha was also jealous of Mary. I suspect that Martha, she was very invested in her role as a woman, being the caretaker, being the woman of the house. And I think she was feeling a little bit jealous of Mary. Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. And just to let you know, that was very uncommon. Not unheard of, but women were not supposed to be disciples of a teacher. Women were not supposed to be sitting in the living room with this man. That was quite not a proper thing. So I imagine Martha, when she saw Mary sitting at the feet of the Jesus, probably she said, I want to be there too. She probably felt excluded. She a little bit felt like, you go where you belong. Go to the kitchen. That's your place. And she said, no, I want to be there. When Jesus calls her, did you notice he calls her twice? Martha, Martha. And that is not coincidence. That is in the Bible, we find many, many times Jesus God telling different peoples, Moses and Jacob and Saul. Remember when Saul is when he goes on the way to Damascus? Saul is called Saul, Saul. It is a way of saying God calling someone. So many of the commentators said, Martha, when Jesus calls her twice, Jesus is telling, Martha, slow down. You can be here with me. You can sit at my feet. You can be my disciple. Jesus did not condemn Martha's hospitality, her work. He was not condemning that. What Jesus was doing was affirming Mary's place as legitimate in a world where women were typically not allowed. And I think that is a beautiful, beautiful message. And just to kind of, I found it interesting. Mary, Martha is the mistress of the house. And we're not quite sure what the meaning of Mary is in Hebrew, Miriam, in Aramaic. But some people say Miriam or Mary was also a name for the rebellious one. The pig-headed. One translation says pig-headed. Rebellious. Obstinate. So it's interesting. We have these two women. Martha, the dutiful, the good house, the good woman of the house, the leader of the good hostess. And on the other hand, we have Mary, Miriam, the little rebellious, the little one who does things our own way. And we have them. And Mary says, Martha, she's the one who gets it. She has chosen the best part. And no one will take it away from her. Today, as we listen to these stories of Martha and Mary, of the desire to belong, of the desire to sit at the feet of Jesus, I think it's the desire of all of us to be part of something. To not feel that we are rejected, thrown away, pulled away, but that we belong. Here in church, and just to put out, it's not only politicians. We churches, we've done it a lot. Communion, sadly, has been used also as a saying of you belong or not belong. Some churches have even a list. Whoever comes forward to take the bread and the wine, the blood and body of Christ, are you worthy of it? Even in our prayer today, we said of worthiness and all that. And I think that's a sad thing when we consider ourselves not worthy to come before the table. As if there were all these requisites to become part and sharing the bread and the wine. Today, Jesus is calling us and says, Berto, Hugh, Bill, Margie, all of us, you are welcome at this table. You can be part of it. Don't feel that you do not belong. You are welcome at this table. I invite you again to listen to the words of Jesus to Mary. This time I will use another translation, it's not really a translation, a paraphrase. And invite you to meditate and hear these words as if Jesus was speaking to you. Martha, my beloved Martha. Why are you so upset and troubled, pulled away from all these many distractions? Are they really that important? Mary has discovered the one thing most important by choosing to sit at my feet. She is undistracted, and I won't take this privilege from her. God of Abraham and Sarah, Martha and Mary, in due season you fulfilled a promise almost too wonderful to imagine. Awaken us to the workings of your will in our midst and keep us attentive to the things that matter until the day when your mystery hidden through the ages stands fully revealed in the kingdom of your saints. Amen.